lechem, which is going to be relevant, which right now is the din of, right now we're looking at the chiyuv of hafrashas challah. Hafrashas challah bizman hazeh is a din of rabbanon. Hafrashas challah is a din of rice in Eretz Yisrael, bizman hamikdash. Hachala is the only mitzvah kliya ba'aretz, which Chazal are misakein for Chutz La'aretz as well, for the entirety of Chutz La'aretz. Every other trumas and maisras, so Chazal are misakein for Eretz Yisrael, and misakein, sometimes if we learned last year, for the Eretz Asmuchas. But Chala is the only din only mitzvah kliya ba'aretz that Chazal and Mesakin universally for Chutz La'aretz. So it's a rachian. It's a different kind of a din. So the mitzvah of Chala is to be mafresh, the mitzvah being mafresh, and then the mitzvah of giving it to the kohen. Nowadays we're only mafresh because we assume either we don't have the kohenim don't have the full yichus that they could partake of the Chala. We assume kohenim are also tameim. So therefore nowadays we have to burn the challah, and the challah has to be burnt in a way that it won't have an impact on anything else, because it would make other things also to eat. It's also for us to eat the challah. So therefore the challah has to be burnt when nothing else is in the oven, or it has to be burnt with a cover, with a tin foil of some sort. L'chadchila should be burnt with a tin foil, because that way it doesn't mess up the oven at all. The challah that's mufresh becomes also deep. Right? The challah, what we call the afrosh, is really up. Is midin de raisa called truma. We refer to it as challah min isa. Truma min isa. So what is chayiv and challah? So we already learned that it's the chameshes mini dagon, and now we're learning that it's the chameshes mini dagon only when it comes into the shame lechem, the shame pas. So that din, so we are looking at a specific aspect of the shame lechem, shame pas. We're looking at the din of how the yafiyah takes place. So the Gemara has three different situations. It has afiyah through sun, as opposed to through normal, as opposed to afiyah yidei ur. And when it comes to sun-baked challah, sun-baked dough, so the Gemara says it's going to depend on the ultimate product, whether it looks like something that is, we would call it, like factory made, or it looks like it's made in a way that's an attractive piece of bread. So I have to explain what that din is. And then we learn that if it is baked in a pan, but the pan is a part of the oven, so that's a machlokes, so that's considered to be kederach afiyah or not. And then the Gemara said that if it is baked on a spit, then the kuli alma holds that that is not chayiv in lechem challah. And if it's a liquid dough that's splattered onto a hot grill, then the kuli alma, that's not a normal form of baking. So all these, so that was the what the sugya identified for us. So we, the Tosfos, then raised the question on the dough that's on the spit, or even the sun-baked dough, that we have a Mishnah Mefereshes that Gilgalis is Machayev. And once I have a dough, so even if after, once I have a hard, solid dough, so irrespective, even if I would bake that dough in a fashion which is not chayiv and challah, for example, I would boil it up, So then this din would still be there. It's chayv v'chala. So Tosfos raises the question, hayitochein that Arsu, you will say that the two examples of the hard dough and the spit, or the dough that is sun-dried, sun-baked, why should that have an impact? It already became chayv v'chala, v'shas gilgulu isa. Okay, so that's where we left off in the sugya yesterday. So let's back up a little bit in the sugya. Do two very significant reads together. One is the Gemara in Psachim, and then the Rabbeinu Yoina. So the Gemara in Psachim on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the very, very top. Banum Lamed Zayin Amidal. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Abraisa, Hasufganin, Vadubshonin, Vaskiritin, Vachalas Amaseris, are all Pitur Minachala, Ma Chalas Amaseris. So the Gemara says, Yishuvin Levi says, Cholot Shabalai Batim, that means a dough that's been boiled. Right? Something like our, like a bagel, that's a dough that's been boiled, or like a donut, is a dough that's been boiled. Donuts in oil and bagel in water. So chalas, however, this is assuming that the dough is boiled in its entirety. It was never baked. So cholot shabale bat omer shlokish, halolu maisi ilfas hein. And Rishlokish says that these sufkin and divshonin is going to be different forms of a maisi ilfas of a boiled, a dough that's in a pot and is boiled. Rabbi Yechlin omer maisi ilfas chayovin. Va'alolu she'osan b'chama. So Rabbi Yechanan says these are potum and achala because they were baked in the sun. But those that were baked in an ilfas machlekes v'shemalei Rabbi Yechanan whether chayv b'chala or not. Gemara says meisvei hasuv kinin adushon v'askidin osan b'ilfas chayovin b'chama p'turin. T'yuv t'divshim in lokish. Omer le'ula omer chlov shem in lokish. Hachma yaskinan shirtiach v'le'besayv hidbik. So Rishlokish will say there's a chiluk between whether the dough was first processed as a dough and it was first baked and then it was boiled. So if it's hidvik v'soif v'tiyach, so then he would agree that they're p'turin. Gemara says if that would be the case, then that should be the distinction that the Gemara should make. Gemara does not make that distinction. That Avul Hidvik Zayfir Tiyach Nasa Kimbisha Osan Machama. So Mishlokish stands his ground that the order that if it was boiled and then it was baked, so then it would be Chayiv Machalan. If the finishing process was the baking, it would be Chayiv. But if the finishing process was Hitiyach, so then it would be potter. Right? So Rabbi Yechanan holds that the dough that is boiled would be chayiv b'chala, and Mishlokish says that it's chayiv b'chala only if the boiling came first, but if the finishing came off as being hidbik. Toshma. So now the Gemara says yoytzin b'matza hina or b'matza yisuya b'ilfis. So that is a kasha to Rishlokish says, no, it's talking about the kind of dough that Rishlokish approved of. My matzahina, the Gemara says that's a matzah that is, that when you break it, it's so well baked that it's not gooey inside. You go to the matzah bakery, so if a matzah bakery, sometimes if the matzah is not fully done, and you'll see that there are soft, gooey sides, and that's not a kosher or matzah. Omar Rava v'chein lach meitoida. Pshita. Gemara says the same din will apply to lach meitoida. What is a valid matzah will be a valid lechem. So again, what's the riyata de sugya? The riyata de sugya is that the Gemara wants to bring a raya for chi of challah from whether something's a kosher or matzah. And the Gemara connects a kosher or matzah to a kosher part of the korban taida. The Gemara says, pshita hocha lechem siv, hocha lechem siv. Gemara says, yeah, but the tzana shove of a good korban taida, and it's the chomim and the tzana shove of a matzah, and the tzana shove of chiv challah, it's all a din of lechem. So this is where the Gemara establishes for us that something has to be called lechem to be chayiv challah, chiv matzah, and korban taida. Rashi points out why would a maisa ilfus, why would it not be considered to be lechem? Those hold it's not lechem because a lechem elo ofi betaner. Because the Gemara is going to point out on Daf Lamed Zayinim Beis Himsachim a pasuk lachmachem betaner echad. That's part of the Teichacha. But since it's a lachem and betaner echad, the Gemara darshan the lechem means it has to be baked in a taner. Right. So again, that is the Hasuya beilfas afgav lechem beinan kidachsev lechem oini. See, here the Gemara is not saying that we expand the din of lechem for a matzah. That's our Gemara. Okay, so now we have the sugya that identifies matzah as something that has to be matzah and lechem taida and the chi of challah. All items have to be called lechem, and the basic lechem is if it's ofli betaner. With the sheet of Rabbi Shlokish, but if it's ofli betaner after it is boiled, so that would also be considered to be good lechem. And Rabbi Yechonah says, no, it has to be processed entirely betaner. Okay, so again, Hayyotzeh Mizeh, we now know why the Gemara would say ofli bechama may not be lechem. We have to figure out why it's even shaykh to be lechem. And then we understand why the Gemara would say that if it's a liquid dough and it's splattered onto a grill, that's not ofi betaner. Tzarechion. Why a spit? Why lechem on a spit would be a machlekes lechayr? Why it wouldn't be good? Tzarechion. Why an ilfus that's built into the kira? Why that shouldn't be good? Because al betaner. Gemara has a machlokes on lamid zayin umud base chechlitas boiled dough. So veshama is chayiv and besilla is patering. Hameisa is also a form of boiled dough. Hameisa is where the flour gets put into boiling water, right, like a knedel and thrown into the soup. And a chlita is when the boiling water is poured onto the kemach. Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Aveh, b'shem Rabbi Yosi, zev v'zeh lifter, does the order doesn't matter? V'amre, and some say, lezer chiyuv, that the order doesn't matter, but both chayiv. Chachomim, marmer chazef, and zeh, osem, ilfus potter, v'taner chayiv. And Chachomim say, ilfus is a non-starter, the order does not matter. Omel of Yechanan, Tanoi, Titania Yochel Yemi Isa Bachaluta Chayovin Bachalo, Talmud Loimar Lechem. Abudo Oimar in Lechem Allah Ofi Betaner. So once again, the Gemara points out that The issue of here is what is called the Shem Lechem. Right in the Gemara, Kevin Shechazar va'ofi betanu lechem kirina be. Rav Yehuda Samar ein lechem el ofi betanu meyikra. Same thing we had. Is something that is finished off, is that considered to be a Shem Lechem or not? One more Gemara, Lamed Zayin. Hidbik Bifnim Va'avuka Kenegda Imahu. What happens if the fire is not inside the oven? Person's been to a matzah baker, you know that the fire is inside the oven, the dough's inside the oven. What happens if you have, like our ovens? Our ovens, like your, for the most part, almost all of your ovens will have the fire is outside of the place where you put the food, right? What you call the, what you put the food is the oven. The fire will be on the outside. What's it then? Is that considered to be baked or not baked? In other words, classic Tana, the fire is right next to the food in the oven, and classic boiling is where the oven, where the fire is below. The Gemara says that this could also be considered to be baked because Raiva Niyam Oisim came. So again, that's the background, that's the backdrop to our sugya. Our sugya is built on the sugya on Pesachim that we're trying to define lechem. And now, once we see the sugya daf lamed zayin, we understand that our Gemara is entertaining different configurations. Good. So now let's look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. First Kasha, the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, on Mirtach Gevil, right, Shevikira, what we call the Rekuba, Atzma Oysen Guma, V'neisen Bekema Chomayim. The pot is the bottom of the oven has a hollow area to it. You put flour and water, mix it together, and you're making the dough inside the oven. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, so what is our sugya saying that? Kuba Dara? Machlekes. Kuba Dara is a machlekes. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that v'nira the kevan shehu osui derech gibel Lama tehe petura. The efshar lahamid pavers there, the kevan shein ze derech gilgol. Vein derech la soisoi la achilas keva potter minachala. So again, so how does Rabbi Yena, how does he magda the machlaikis on kuba da and kuba? Kuba da ara. What's the issue? Go ahead.
It's not made derech gilgol.
So, when Yonah gave us two criteria. First criteria is has to be that when you create the dough, it has to be done in a normal way. Okay. Here, normally the dough is created and then delivered to the fire. Here, the dough is made in the oven itself. All right. I said yesterday the dough is made inside. It's not made inside a pot. It's made inside a hollow space in the oven itself. Now, why does Rabbeinu Yonah add on Vein derech la soisoi la achilas keva?
At the end of the sermon, we say that if you read it with derech achilas keva, then you make our motzei.
We're one step ahead. We're talking about the chiyuv challah and the chanam. What you're saying is important when we want to discuss what is lechem legavi the bracha, right? And that's why this is going to play an important role in the din of lechem legavi chiyuv legavi the bracha. Right now, somebody Yona is saying legavi the chiyuv of the din lechem legavi challah. Vein derech la'soysoi. La'achilas keva, poter min achalo. It wasn't enough to say, ein zeh derech gilgul. This is not a normal way to make a dough. So Rabbi Yonah is saying, apparently, that in and of itself, that I make the dough in a strange way, so that in itself would not unravel that this is called lechem. At the end of the day, I had flour, it looks like dough, I can make a matzah out of it, I can make bread out of it. So ein derech gilgul, the fact that I made the dough inside the oven, but then he goes on, ve'ein derech la'soysoy la'achilas keva. What does that mean? What's he being moisev over here?
It can either be technically bread, or it can be... Because when you have it for a suda, it shows that it's bread, even though it might not technically.
As opposed to what?
Gilgul.
No. A snack.
As opposed
to a snack, right? In other words, so the different ways. So apparently, to make the dough in a kuba de ara, so that produces snack bread. I don't know if we have such a thing. We have a lot of snack. We have like pretzels. We have snack. What else would be like a, I don't know, if you would use Melba toast, right? So the Yonah is saying, the definition of lechem is something that would be part of a meal as opposed to a snack. So, ein zeh derech gilgul, ve'ein derech la'soysoy la'achilas keva. Tzarachin, if this is two separate criteria, or this is these two, or this, or Rabbi Yonah is saying that what makes something not gilgul, what a normal gilgul is, if it produces something that is not eaten b'derech keva. That's an ambiguity in Rabbi Yonah. Ein zed derech gilgul ve'ein derech la'seisei l'achilas keva poter min achala. Ve'rabbeinu ha'igoyin pirish temirtach gevil hu shaleichin ha'kemach umetilin ha'isev v'mayim v'ayischin l'fich ha'ptura min achala ve'ein v'zeh shum gilgul klal. Okay? What's gevil merutach according to ha'igoyin? No?
You dip flour almost like in hot water, something like
that. And it never becomes... Then we come to the series to Enshum Gilgul Klal, the Koshuk Sas, the Fi Zah Perish, the Cave and the Ain Shame Gilgul, Pshita the Potter, the Vade Gilgul Machayev, Lochel Lekul Gilgul. We have Shalom, what's the Kasha? Was that?
What's the
Havim? The Farish Mishnah, we should have pointed out in Chala, that the Chi of Chala is when you're Megalgal Isa, when you create the dough. Over here, then no dough is ever created. If you have a sufkinin and ubisoif, in the end it becomes a dough like a cake. So at the end of the baking process, your flour and water, it's a viscous dough. But at the end of the baking process becomes an unbungeable mass. Okay, so it becomes a dough via baking. Over here, the Gemara is saying that I take like a pancake mix, I throw it in the grill, so it sounds like it never becomes a dough either way. V'koshik tzas, l'fiza perish. They came to Enshem and Gilgul, p'shita the potter, t'vadigu machayu. V'achal l'ku v'ev sholaymer, v'mnei shenechlu amirom, v'zeh aperek, that zeh v'zeh lifter, zeh v'zeh l'chayu, v'oshmi'enu, da'alocha kamanda amr, zeh v'zeh lifter. So the Rabbi Goin says, it could be, that according, Ben Yoina says, that according to Rav Haigoin, the Gemara our Gemara may be paskening one of the loose ends in Psachim Lamed Zayin. Psachim Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says, what's the din? Is there a difference between putting the hot water on the flour or the flour in the hot water? Does that make a difference? I mean, I'll be sure we could suggest that if you pour the hot water on the flour, so at least that the flour and water sits together. At some point, you could make a svara like that. So the Gemara is saying, so Rav Hai Goyen is saying, you should know that it doesn't really matter. The Seder doesn't matter. That is what we are accomplishing through Gevil Merutach. There has to be, at some point, it becomes a solid mass. V'ikad damre, lachmu d'hindaka yesh mefarshin, shen loshin esa isa mekatvin esa heitev, v'yachar kach machnis an oisa v'shvud, soylen oisa metagnin oisa v'shemen, v'dvosh, v'shas atzliya, u'legirsas chayeves nefaresh v'bnei sheblilosa abba v'niloisha kashar, he says, v'yoysa l'ficha chayeves u'legirsas petura, nemer kevin she'ein zed derech achilas keva, hi petura. So Rodiana says, what about the dough on the spit? Again, he's different. He puts it in different words in the Gemara, but the same idea. Machlaikis, if we have, according to Rashi, everybody holds dough on a spit is not chayiv. Rodiana is a machlaikis. If it's a machlaikis, so then why would it be chayiv? Because it was a gilgalisa. Now why would it be potter then? So here Rabbeinu Yonah says that it shows us that either criteria is going to be a ptur from lechem. Either if it's a megulgal in a strange way, or second possibility, the process by which you made this bread usually produces a snack and doesn't usually produce bread. So what's the lashon again? Neshaloshin as a kashar, he says chayeves. Ulegirs is petura, right? He had different gersois. Ulegirs is petura, and it's sarach loimai demitech kach petusha betchila leli noisha lechila. Okay, yaitse vazeh. Isas kalomim. So Gemara says, he had the same loshin of him, sorry, same loshin. That, I mix up two things of him, but. Then the Gemara says later on that according to Yonah, if a woman uses it for cosmetics or for jewelry, so then that is part of why, because and similarly, that if it was really a dough that was made for the animals, but the shepherds would partake of it, so. If shepherds would partake of it, then it became chayiv. Otherwise, not. Why? Shalengli noishal amachal adam ella klav b'tura. So now, what? So what is the Yena advancing now for us? What's the next nakuda we're saying?
We need kabbana for it to be eaten.
So that means even if there's a gilgalisa, even if there's solid dough. So now the Gemara and the Yena says we have a mission that says, but if it was not made for achila is b'nei adam. So then that is not lechem. And the Vienna takes a step further. That even if it was made, if it's not baked in a way that is normally baked for bread as opposed to a snack. So we have achilas, so Isas Klovim explains to us that the Kavana Bishas Gilgul Isa is now going to determine whether it is with Lechem or not. Rabbi Yena adds that Bishas Gilgul, if the Gilgul is done in a way which usually produces a snack bread, also not Chayim. So Gilgul Isa is only going to become chayiv if it's bederech u'bekavana to produce something which is normally an important part of a meal, what we would call lechem. Lechem osi lekutach. Now the Gemara says, so again, so now we already have a way of being miyashiv arsi according to Tosfos. Right? Our Tosfos said, lechor arsugya goes against the yisoid of Isa, tchilas Isa v'soif sufkinen. Right? So Ben Yenis says, not so fast. Because tchilas Isa has two different criteria. Has to be derech achilas keva, and that's for, and obviously for achilas adam. Lechem osi lekutach potrik pirush. Achar shalosh nesu isa meinichen oisa l'shemesh at shenafis sham. V'achar kach oisin mimena. Right, it's made, it's baked in the sun, and it's going to be used for different kinds of recipes. Why is it potter? No, because anything baked in the sun is not called lechem. So apparently, even if it's an isa, if the kavana is to bake it in the sun, so
that's in the normal way, right?
Was that
the normal way to do it is to do it in the sun?
Yeah. Okay. Oh no! Well, normally I'm doing this. No. Nefes l'shemesh, that's the normal way to do the kutach, to do the lechem osi l'kutach. Avol kesha osa l'ka'oven k'lar mekikiris g'dar l'schayeves. V'im toimar, k'evon sh'nefes l'chama. My chayeves, Gemara says that p'tur men achala, v'vino lem sh'milok just says k'maisa chama, right? If you remember, the Mishlokish wanted to explain that when something is cholut, so what was his example? Why is cholut potter? Because nasis kemisha nefes b'chama. So sunbaked was your standard of saying this is not, this could not be called lechem. It's baked in such an unusual way. So Tosfos Arvin Yedin says if that's the case, why would there be ever a chiyum of nefes b'chama? V'yeshloimar d'chiyamina n'maise chama poter zeus kishen nefes b'chama v'ose k'moshe derech la'asoyis ma'ashayfim l'chama. Abo kishen osoy k'oven k'shar paz lo'idainin l'eke maise chama v'chayim. Was that?
So this one time you did it in the sun, then your putter, but if the normal way is to do it in the oven and you just, okay, so this one time you did it in the sun, then it's not the sun itself making it putter, it's the thing that the sun, the way the sun usually makes it, is what makes it putter, but when you make it in the sun in a way that not usually made by the sun, i.e. if it looks like bread that's baked in the oven, so it's not the sun itself that's making it putter, it's usually the way that the sun does it makes it putter.
So the Gemara says the Chiddush of the when the Gemara says sun baked nasas ke not ke oven but nasas ke ktufin masel mechichin aleh. What pshat in masel mechichin aleh? Right, that's what we're focusing on right now. But if we have a dough which is sun baked. So the Gemara says, "Masa mechichin aleha." So pshat number one is "Masa mechichin aleha." If at the end it looks like it is a tanner baked item, so then it has the din of a then it's chayv and chal. So can you take the next step and say, "So new, what's the din over here?" So then the lechara means that the determining factor is not whether it's baked in the sun or not. The determining factor is that the Gemara seems to be saying that if it's something that's baked in the sun, that those things that were baked in the sun looked shvach. They didn't look like they were factory baked, or they were like the kind of things that you only use in a recipe. you wouldn't put them on the table themselves. Right? They were not, so we would say they were not normally made to make for nechilas kab of a meal. So, l'chayra, that's not what we would conclude from the Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim is saying the nasis kechama, right? And that's based on this line in Rabbeinu Yoina. The Gemara in Psachim said that if I boil my dough, it's ke'ilu nasis kechama. So now are we going to reinterpret the Gemara there and say that it's not the ofei betaner, it's the result of the ofei betaner. The Gemara Psachim identified ofei betaner. So is Rabbi Yehuda saying that we're now going to go back to relearn everything and say it's all everything we learned about the challah all depends on the final the final product looks. How it looks. Avol kesho osay ko oven kishor pas the olmam and nefesh betaner loy dainin aleka maise chama v'chayiv. And that's pshat in maise mochichan aleha. Hold on. Rabbeinu Yaakov zalomar sheish lechalek bein dover shebli losay avol le dover shebli losay raka she dover shebli losay raka potter min achala v'hu sheloy nefesh betaner acharkach. Avol dover shebilosei ava chayiv bechala va'af al pishaloi nefes betaner kishor pas afilochi chayoven kevin shenasa belila ava mitchila. What's meaning? Tam's mahalach in ma'ase mochichen aleha. Why the combination?
Because if it's mixed thick, with thick batter or dough, and it's chayav, but if it's not, then it could become chayav depending on how you bake it afterwards or whatever you do after.
So, when it comes to belila raka, I think belila ama doesn't matter because it's mechuyim. The din of belila raka. Belila raka is most cake doughs are belila raka. Right, most things have to be baked in a keli, belila raka. So belila raka, when does it become chayiv and chala? Who's that?
Oven.
But at what point? Which is correct.
At any point, if it ever becomes thick.
I guess it becomes thick when you put it in the oven.
It comes when it gets baked.
Yeah.
So Ben Ratam is saying when something becomes chayiv. Bishas, Belila, so we don't care how you finish off. But when something becomes Chayav, Bechala, Bishas, Afiya, so then it has to be an Afiya Betaner. So Rabbi Notam's approach is L'chayav very easy to understand. The Chayav Chala is Chal, Bishas, Belila. No, so that doesn't matter what happens afterward. But if the Chayav Chala is Chal, Bishas, when it becomes baked, then that baking has to be normal. So again, when it comes to sun baked, the first Manda Omer says in Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's Maisa Mechichen Aleha? What?
It just looks oven.
It looks, as long as it looks oven baked, right? Second, the oven baked look is what gives it the shame lechem. Second, Rabbi Tam says that when the chiyuv chal is dependent on the baking process, then it has to be betaner. But when the chiyuv chal is not dependent on the baking process, then it can be a filu b'chama. Yesh lahatir, we call noodles, right?
Yeah.
Even in modern Hebrew, how do you say noodles?
Trios.
Right. Beloshen Hamishn Itria. Ubalaz. Right. Uba Arvi in Arabic. Sha'af Alpi. Shabli Losan Ava. Mitchila. Piturin Minachala. Vein Mavorchen Aleon Boitzi. Right? Now, so that one of the questions we had yesterday, why would noodles be potter from challah? It's a belila ava, and it's baked, even though later on it's boiled, right? So what the Tosfos said yesterday, what's the reason? Either there's a maturus apas, right? Or it's not, it's nefes, it's nasas lechalek. It was never intended to have, that the shear should be eaten at once. So Ben Yonah says another mahalach. Why noodles? Kevin shalei loshu oisam betchila ela levashel oisam. V'lei lasis mayen derech pas klal. So Ben Tam says. So Ben Yonah says another way in which we would say that noodles are not chayim b'chala is because that they were not baked in a way that they would become. That you would be kaiv like loy lasos beim derech pas klal mit el levashel. When the gilgal isa was made, it was made with the intent of boiling them. Loy lasos beim derech pas klal v'chein kol ki yaitze v'zeh aval kishe osa ke oven. Now, how did Rabbi Yonah come to this conclusion?
It's the same type of case as like the dog and eating the dog.
No. Close, but not, because there it was not nasis l'machal odom. B'shas Gilgal, it wasn't l'machal odom.
It is not l'machal lechem.
It's about kavanah. It's the same thing.
So it is correct. But you couldn't bring a raya from Isis Klovim.
So it's the same concept that over there by Isis Klovim, you're not making it into a dough that's fitted by man. Over here, you're doing something for man, but it's not dough. It's the same.
But why? But why aren't you doing a better raya?
What?
Why are you doing a better raya? From what? From the that's not that's even nas lelechil bechlal. Okay, let's give a bet. Why don't you bring a raya from velila rakosh and nefis bechama? Right, why don't you bring a raya or
it's
not a velila ava? Okay, so what's the din of a velila ava and nefis bechama? So the first mandam is it depends on how it looks, that'd be the tzuris of pastin, basically. Alright? The second mandam said
it's
be chayiv because so mizeh yishlahat chukte botzek, so he would bring a raya from belila ava kevin shalei loshu oisa metchila ela levashel oisa. So he were jumping from Loila Machal Adam to the Machal Adam, but not the Derech Pas. The Chiddush. V'chein kol ki yoytze v'zeh. Avol ki she'osa ke'ovin. Afol pi shulei nasis la'achila. Chayeves. So what's Rabbeinu Yonah explaining now? How is Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the din of Maisa Mechichan Aleo?
Avol kisha osa ki oven, afal pi shaloi nasis lachila.
But Yon is saying, even though, let's say, b'shas, when I made the dough, I made isos klovim, not l'mais achila. So when Yon is saying that, then if it's nasis ka'oven, it would still be chayiv.
That's for a separate din, though. It's not because of it naturally itself is chayiv. It's because of a separate din of maris ayin.
Right. So l'chayiv, the chazal were machayiv to take challah. I have the dough. Right. So again, we're now looking at baked bechama, right? Baked bechama. When Yonah is saying it's machlal, it's not shayach, that it should be chayiv bechala. All right. The Agamara says that it depends on ma'aseh mechichin olav. So the first sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah was tzuras apas. If it has a tzuras apas, so then it will become chayiv b'chala. All right. Tzarech iyun, whether that is the gener of nefes betaner. What is the? It all depends on the final product. L'chore, that's not the easiest way to learn pshat in the Gemara Mesachim. Gemara Mesachim seem to say there is a cause of lechem betaner. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that our Gemara is saying that lechem betaner is not a din in the way that it's baked, but a din in the way that it looks once it's baked. If I can fashion something that is looks baked, but it's not betaner, right? This is a nafkamina for baking in a microwave, right? Baking in some kind of new, right? So what's a microwave? Microwave is a microwave betaner. Is there an H there? Person bakes and is a chayav b'chala or not? So l'chayra, that's not. So if a person bakes a solid dough in a microwave, okay, so maybe it's chayav because of shas gilgal. That depends on the other sheet over here. But let's say one bakes a liquid batter in a microwave, but it looks like when you're finished, it looks like it's really baked. So according to our Gemara, that should be like Bishul Bechama. It's not real Bishul. If, however, Bishul Bechama, so if the Gemara, this Pashut the Gemara in Psachim would say that's not Lechem. Why? Because it's not Betaner. Lechem is Betaner. On the other hand, if Rabbi Yonah's pshat in our sugya, the first pshat in that sugya, that masa mechichin love means it has to look like lechem. So then, if it looks like cake, it looks like cake. So, second sheet of Rabbi Yonah is it all depends on whether it's liquid or solid. Okay. Once again, if the liquid batter in a microwave, we'd say this is not ofui. B'shasafiyah wasn't. Now the third shita, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that when something is baked b'chama, it is potter. But there's a din of maris ayin. So it depends on if, when you're finished, it clearly looks like it's sun-baked. And everyone who looks at that says it's sun-baked, so then it should be potter. But there will be some people who will say that this is regularly baked, so then it will become chay mechala. Where is Rabbeinu Yonah coming from? Ma'ase mechichin aleha? No. Gemara in Beya. Gemara in Beya says, can a person move a ladder on Shabbos? On Yom Tov. What's the Easter? No, you can move a ladder. The Gemara's time, they moved ladders on Yom Tov. They moved ladders to get eggs from the pigeon coops, and they moved ladders to fix roofs.
Gemara sign, they need to build or something.
So the Gemara says that moving a ladder on Yom Tov, L'chorva should be mutter because it shouldn't be mukza because they could use it to get a pigeon or to get eggs from the pigeon coop. So the Gemara says that, but it looks like you're moving it because you want to kind of fix something. So therefore it should be, it's also Shemara Zayin. So the Gemara says, Maisa Mechichan Alel, that if your ladder has a basket in the top, so then everybody knows you're going to get something to eat, right? If your ladder doesn't have a basket on top, then people will think that you're going to fix something. So the Gemara says that Shoivchoi Mechiach Alav, that this basket on top that's used to catch birds, that's going to show that's Mechiach. Where do you have a Loch Lamaisa that something in the situation allows you to do it, even though otherwise it could be considered to be Maris Ayin? So Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is bringing almond milk in a fleishig meal, then he has to have almonds on the table. A person is bringing coconut milk in a fleishig meal, he has to have coconut on the table. Why? He has to be mechich halav. In Ana Yom Hazeh, if one goes to a dinner that is under the hashgacha of Washington Heights, under the various hashgacha, so Ana Yom Hazeh, when they bring the milk out at the end, if they bring a creamer out, that has to be brought out in the box, in the carton, in the boxes. Right? The caterers don't like that because it looks not so fancy. Right? They like to bring it out and they're not bringing up a chlal. They like putting it into a silver bowl or something. Right? And then most kashrus organizations will say that's okay because they say nowadays everybody knows that there's such a thing called the bar milk. So it's no longer Marzayim. But Yekas often get stuck in a certain place. So in the 1950s, when the creamers were not well known, so ever so then the Rabbinate Paskin, you can only bring these creamers out at a fleshing meal if they bring it in the carton that says creamer on it. So that is following this din of the lashon is shevchei mechiach olav. So when a person, when there isn't a possible Easter of Maris Ayin, so it's a difficult nekuda to be magdir, because the Gemara says, kol ma she'osuchom she'maris ayin afilu v'chad v'chadorim. So that means that on one hand, if something is osuchom she'maris ayin and I'm doing it, and nobody can see that I'm doing it, still osur. Right? Rabbi Shah held that a Jew from Eretz Yisrael, who was in Chutz La'aretz and Yom Tov Sheni, so Rav Moshe held that he's not allowed to, in a Jewish community, he can't, everybody knows he's Israeli. And even in the privacy of his own room, he cannot listen to his phone. If he's outside of the Tchum, then he's allowed to listen to his phone. But when he's inside, that's why Israelis who come to America for Yom Tov Sheni, they're better off asking an Israeli posik what they're allowed to do in America, because they didn't talk like Rav Moshe. But in America, if you ask a shayla, so the American posik will say, you have to go to the tchum if you don't want to keep Yom Tov Sheni. So on one hand, kol ma she'osu chacham mishu maris ayin afilu b'chad v'chadorim. But on the other hand, the Gemara says that if I clearly show that what I'm doing right now is there's some simen in the item itself, I can't, apparently just putting up a sign is not good enough. I have to have some simen on the item itself that what's the Easter of Maris Ayin? Why is Maris Ayin Osir? Was that?
Twofold, that A, they might think it's about to themselves, or B, they might assume that you're doing something wrong.
So number one, it might be and come under the category of the Fnei V'Lisitei Mechshol, or it comes under the Iser of the Mitzvah V'Isim Nekiyim, that I'm not allowed to do something where I could end up looking like I'm doing something that's Osir. So the Gemara says, but if Sheifchei Mechia Cholav, if it's clear that I'm moving the ladder and I'm not fixing my roof, no one's going to think on Yom Tov that no one's going to walk away thinking that it's mutter to fix the roof in Yom Tov, and no one's going to walk away thinking that I fixed my roof in Yom Tov. Sheifchei Mechia Cholav. So Rabbi Yehuda said that lashon over here, I have bread and I never took challah from this bread. I have something which looks like bread. So Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's clearly something which is sun-baked, so then I'm potter from being mafresh challah. V'chein kol ki yaitse b'zeh, avol ki sha'osu ki oven, afal pi shulei nasis l'achila, chayeves m'mnei she'kevan sha'osu ki shor pas, the olma yesh l'chush m'nei marvasayin, sh'roya yachshim sh'l'achila nasis, v'yavi l'hatri gam kein shor pas, ha'nasis l'achila b'lei chala. V'achi yaminu v'gumara, ma'asel me'chichin olel, also ka'ovin. Chayeves kilamudin peturin. Umishim hachi petura de kevin shishina baleko lemechim marazayin. So there's a sticky point just in the text of Rinu Yoyna, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Which we discussed in the base of Medrash. What's a... Rabbi Yehuda does not begin this section by saying V'yesh Omer. He doesn't say there's another man to Omer. L'chor is an entirely different way of explaining what he explained already. It's a little bit difficult. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say there's another name, there's another person. Just he says U'mizeh atam noodles, and then he says, and this will explain the din of Maris Ein. And he said that's pshat in Maisim Mechichin Aleh. He's already given us two other pshatim. The two other pshatim he named. Right? He said the first pshat, and he said, Rabbi Tam. And then he's like, Rabbi Yitzchak Zokin Zal, Shekol Dover Shepotim Menachala Poster Me'am Moitzi V'sholish Brachis.
What's the
issue, Rabbi? Was that, I'm sorry?
What's the issue?
Rabbi Yonah does not identify this as a third pshat. L'chara, it should be an entirely different pshat. Right, and again, so coming back, so we left off yesterday with Taisus's kasha. Right? Taisus's kasha was that our sugya, there are two parts of our sugya, which l'chara, go against the yisoid. The Gilgal Isa is machayev. Right? So Rabbi Yonah now explains to us that there are three different mahalchim in explaining the din of nefesh b'chama maisa mechichen olea, or the din of a solid dough being baked on a spit. So Rabbi Yehuda has l'chayra three different mahalchim. Right, mahalach number one is that there is very similar to teisves to resapas. Right, that it has that if something doesn't have a tzuras hapas, then even if it was Gilgal Isa, right, what's tzuras hapas? L'chor is something that would be used as a substantial part of a meal, part of a meal, right? A pretzel, l'chor is not nasis kikeva, but. Tzarechian. Now you go to fancy dinners. You often go to a wedding, and when you sit down, they have a plate of crackers, of flatbreads. So tzarechian now, whether that's considered to be part of a suda kavua, right? Or whether it's still considered to be a snack, tzarechian. I'm not sure. I have to be mevarer. So. First teretz of Rabbeinu Yonah is that Gilgal Isa is only a mechayev if Pesha's Gilgal I had in mind to make something which is which could be part of a keva besuda. We say doesn't that go against Av Tchilos Isa v'Seif Yisufkinen? So I mean, so what would so Rabbi Yehuda would say? No, it doesn't go against that because there's a din of Isis Klavim. Isis Klavim means that Bishas Gilgal, I'd mind to make it non-bread because there's a din of Bishas Gilgal, I'd mind not to make it edible Bechlal. So therefore you see that the Machshav of Bishas Gilgal is a necessary component of Machayev. It's not Stam Gilgal. Tosfos said even Bishas Gil have in mind lechalek, so then I'm potter. So when Yehuda says, our Gemara is pointing out that Shas Gilgal blindly is not the only criteria. Bishas Gilgal Isa is a machayev if Bishas Gilgal Isa the kavana the megalgal was to have create lechem. So Nasus Isa B'tchila Isa V'Seifei B'Sufkinim. Why would it be Chayiv? Gemara says B'tchila Isa V'Seifei B'Sufkinim. Why would it be Chayiv? Was that? The note says it still doesn't work. Right? But Yehuda is saying it's only if your kavon is apparent, Bishas Gilgal. But that's one option from our sugya. One pshat in our sugya. A taste was kasha still stands. Next pshat in the sugya was, no? What was the second pshat in the sugya? Second pshat in the sugya was that davke by belila raka, if it depends on how this becomes a dough. If it becomes a dough bishas gilgal and a chanami, it doesn't matter what we do with it afterward. But if it becomes a dough bishas afia, so then it has to be done bitaner. And that's the gevil merutach. Right, that becomes an important part of our sugya, because that's the din of kuba viyara if you hold its potter. That's gevil merutach. That will be the way that he would learn pshat in masa mechichan alav. Right, if it's bechama, if bechama it becomes ka'oven vaysachais that it was a blila raka, and if it's kiktufa that means it was a blila ava. Does that answer Taisus Kasha? Tchilasa Isa v'Seifei Sufkinin. Because Taisus Kasha is that Tchilasa Isa v'Seifei Sufkinin, so then one is Chayiv because B'Shaz Gilgal. And if Tchilasa Yisuf v'Seifei Isa, because then it became Chayiv B'Shaz Seif, right? And as long as it is the end happens in a Tanner. Third pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina is that's an ambiguity, correct? But the third mahalach in Rabbeinu Yoina is that if bishas no, that this is really potter. Why is it potter?
Bishas,
you didn't have kavana to make this into a pass, right? And therefore, it should really be potter. And the only reason it's chayv is from marisayin, unless it's shech mechicham. So let's take this the third mahalach out, because the third mahalach is consistent with the taisus. Again, so yesterday we left off with a kasha from taisus. How you talking that Gilgal Isa will ever become potter? So you have two terutz. One terutz is that the way to understand the Gemara of Betchila Isa V'Seifei Sufkinin, the way to understand that is that that Chiyav Chal Kebichal in one of two, it's Chal B'Shas Isa, but Isa can happen B'Shas Gilgal or B'Shas Afiyah. And if it's Bishas Gilgal, it will always be Chayiv. If it's Bishas tanur b'shas afiyah, then it has to have a normal derech tanur. L'chayra, that mahalach goes against the pashas of the sugim sachim, because the sugim sachim sounds like that it has to be a mafet tanur posuk. To say the whole din of mafet tanur is only b'shas, is only by a belila rak, is difficult. But l'chara that is, and in a chanami, it could end up being a machlek, it's a sugim sachim and brachis, and we'll end up passing brachis. That's difficult, but possible. The other mahalach is that b'shas gilgol, it has to be destined to become a piece of bread. If b'shas gilgol, it was destined to be cooked in a way that it will not have the tzura of pas, or it'll be nechlak to small pieces, so then it's potter. So what's pshat in tchilose isa v'nasa sufkinen? Chaya. It should be tcholas is v'nasa was potter. So Ravan explains that Tchilose Isa v'nasa sufkin means he changed his mind. So therefore b'shas gilgli takahadas to have a fully full-fledged piece of bread. So therefore the chiv was chal. So ayetze mikol zeh is that we could establish this machlokes. I'll take it all the way back to the Mishnah in Challah. How do we pshat in the Mishnah in Challah? Tchilosei isa v'nasa sufkin, and I began with a dough, and I decided, and I end up making a donut. I began with a liquid batter, and I ended up, instead of making a pancake, baking it. So in both cases, the mechayiv. So two ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah over there. One way to learn pshat in the Mishnah is that b'shas, that there are two different points in time when the chiyav chal is chal. Right? And if either one of those is done in the normal way in which we make lechem, we become chayv and chal. The other way to look at it is that the Mishnah is saying, if I began with Lila Ava and I changed my mind, I'm still chayiv. And if I began with Lila Raka and I changed my mind, I'm chayiv, mid rabbanim shemar zayin. Right? On the other hand, if I end up having a baked item and everybody knows that this is how you make a lula raka, so then I might not be chayav. So Yaisi calls that a huge machlekes, ledina. Person bakes, if a person like in a bakery, which is making pounds and pounds of flour, at the same time, when they're baking all of their cakes, not their breads, and not their cookies, and different kinds of, and not their pies, but they're baking their cakes. So b'shas b'lila raka, they know they're going to bake a cake. B'shas, now we could say everybody knows that b'lila raka is. Everybody knows that this is a blila raka. There's no marasan anymore. So the chayiv to make a chayiv to give chal or not. The machlokes b'shayna. Shulchan Aruch. Chayra quotes both dinim. Many, many years ago, that was a Talmud over here. So that was one of the, and Rav Shechter was a very young, was a young baby. But he realized that one of the local bakeries, and they're very good hashgacha, was following the shita that Lila Raka is not Chayim Bachala, even if it's Shasafiya, right? The Chorosh Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lechumra. I remember that being a tumult when I was a Talmud Yeshiva. That's when I first came across the sugya. So let's finish up the sugya. Leave it a Shmeitzer. We'll finish up with the Hilchos Chala. And maybe we'll discuss the sugya of Lechalik Lechalka tomorrow. So we'll have it Lechalik Lechalka. But maybe we'll learn it. Also, there's Rabbi Chaim of Gil Melissa, if you have a chance. But Lechar, we have clarity. We have it clearly now that the din of is a din. Chala is only chayiv belechem. Ochel chami lechem aris. The Gemara says lechem has to be something that's baked in a tanner. Okay, otherwise it's not called lechem. Gemara says that things that are baked in a tanner, right, are usually those that are. And this will. The Gemara says, "May reishis arbisay seichem." Arbisay seichem is the dough. So we learn that the din of challah is something that's baked in a tanner, and a dough that's baked in a tanner. Okay, mechamesh laminim. When is the chiyav of challah chal v'shas may reishis arbisay seichem? Okay, that's Gilgalisa. Okay. So now our sugya now helps us understand that b'shas Gilgalisa, it depends on the machshava of the ofer. If the ofer has in mind that he's going to bake it in a way that it won't become pas lechem kavua, so then our sugya says he would not be chayiv b'din chala. But if he has in mind b'shas, he's going to bake it in a normal way. So then we have Rayas Isas Kolovim, and our Gemara says Isas made Shalayla Machal Klal. So now we're adding in if it's not made for the din of Pas to be part of a Lechem Kavu Basuda. Okay. Next, that's one Shita. And when the Gemara says Tchilasi Isa, that's because he changed his mind. And he's really chayiv. And the other mahalach is to say that the din of arisa sechem is 2 points when it becomes arisa. Either b'shas gil, b'shas afiya. So if either one is done kiderech betanur, so then either one will be mechayiv chala. So then we'll have to explain in our sugya that when something was tchilosai isa, the tchilosai sufkinen, v'soifoi isa. So why is one chayiv then? So either because you'll say because it became an arisa b'shas b'taner, or you'll say that in a chanami, it is what he put him in a raisa, but it's only chayiv when maisa mechich and alav, when it could be mistaken as a dough that's chayiv and chal. Okay, good.